At Kim Bach's home in Eljabel, it's a rare day that something isn't in bloom.
The first things that bloom are little tiny bulbs called early snowdrops, and they're only this tall, and it's all bare, and there might be snow in the corners, but they'll bloom in the south-facing bed here.
Bach is a plant healthcare professional, a kind of doctor for a wide variety of leafy green things. She helps Mid-Valley residents deal with challenges like the arid climate and limited water supply.
I have to train the landscape to function on long watering cycles. So when I do water, I water hard. I water well. Some parts of the country can get 1 or 2 or 3 inches of rain in one event. I try and mimic that so I put down about 1 inch of water, let it soak in deep so that we can stretch out.
Alkaline soil is another problem. Some plants, like blueberries, require acidity in the soil. Bach is taking that into her own hands, though.
I'm actually doing an experiment with blueberries out in my vegetable garden. I have planted them in pure peat bales of pure peat moss, so that I can control the pH of the soil. If I planted them in our native alkaline soil, they wouldn't make it.
She says the jury's still out on that one. Bach's garden is one of 11 featured this Saturday on the Pardon My Garden Club's first annual tour.
We like to say that this is not your grandmother's gardening club. There are no white gloves. When we get together, we tend to compare the deadheading calluses on our hands and how dirty our fingernails are.
That's club president Catherine Rooney. She says visitors will find plenty of variety on the tour.
We have a lovely residential garden that grows ingredients for making pizzas, a pizza garden, if you will. We have a garden in Basalt that is the home and pride and joy of a gentleman in a wheelchair who handles most of the landscaping and maintenance tasks himself.
This weekend's tour will help raise funds for the club's service projects, like planting a garden at the Pitkin County Senior Center, and grants for community gardens.
My other favorite on the tour is the former home of the Rocky Mountain Institute in Old Snowmass, which is perhaps remarkable for the fact that in their interior garden they grow bananas throughout the year.
Yes, she did say bananas. Judy Hill Lovin and her husband Amory share their energy-efficient home with what looks like a tropical rainforest. Besides banana trees growing up to the ceiling, visitors will also find papaya, mangoes, and pineapples. The Lovins' gardens are a full-time job, and they get a lot of help from Rocky Mountain Institute volunteers. They're also getting assistance from some squirmier volunteers.
All of our waste scraps go into compost or the worms. The worms and their tea and the compost that they make go back into both gardens. So that's pretty fun.
A koi pond, stream, and waterfall give the indoor garden a sense of tranquility. Hill Lovin says a tourist from years ago helped make the environment even more special.
He came to visit and he said that he was a professional waterfall tuner. And he took rocks and put them here and there and here and there and tuned the waterfall. Of course, since then, we've taken the whole thing apart and put it back together again. So his waterfall tune is long gone, but hopefully we learned something about being sensitive to our space around us.
You can check out the worm farm, banana trees, experimental blueberry plants, and more on the tour this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Kruth.